You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen stood by his February decision to stop the president's immigration program from moving forward while the legal issues are worked out in court. The executive action Obama passed in November would give work permits to about 5 million undocumented immigrants. Chris Copeland is in the thoughts of Indiana Pacers president Larry Bird after being stabbed in New York City this morning. The current Indiana Pacer and former New York Knick is in stable condition following an altercation at a club. Stocks are higher at the open ahead of today's release of Fed policy minutes for March. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all ahead in early trading.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Red Wing Shoes salutes the modern craftsman.
We tip our hats to the pipe fitting trade for every thread and weld and every cut and bend you've made. You secure every pipe and double check each seam to make sure we don't run out of steam.
Find the right boots for your job at redwingshoes.com today.
Senator Elizabeth Warren says there's a problem with the way the federal government handles student loans and student loan debts.
The United States government should not be making profits off the backs of kids who are trying to get an education.
Appearing on Conan O'Brien's TV show, the Massachusetts Democrat said the government has already, quote, pre-spent all the profits on student loans. Warren said that's the obstacle she and other lawmakers ran into after they introduced a bill to cut interest rates on student loans.
You'd think the government in a democracy could just say, hey, we're just going to reduce the interest rate. How about like to a break-even point, okay? Not even subsidizing, right, but just break-even. Problem is, the government has already pre-spent all the profits on student loans.
The robbers behind one of the country's biggest jewel heists of all time are still on the loose. Police say the robbers used heavy equipment to break into a vault in London's jewelry district. The crooks reportedly made off with cash and gems worth about $300 million. This is USA Headline News.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
A prominent ex-Muslim says the religion she abandoned needs a reformation to become civilized. USA's Russ Jones reports.
Ayaan Ersi Ali told an audience at the National Press Club in Washington that although she's now an atheist, she can see there's a difference between the Christian God and the Allah that Muslims worship.
Within my own family and my own community, and when I say, you know what, I'm in doubt about the Quran and Muhammad and life after death and all that, it's when you are to die.
Author of Heretic, Why Islam Needs a Reformation Now, says Christians have never threatened her for blasphemy.
The thing that has made me most uncomfortable that a Christian has ever said to me is, I'm going to pray for you. I hope you'll be saved. I hope you'll be redeemed.
Ersi Ali says she hopes Islam will someday become as peaceful as Christianity and Judaism. I'm Russ Jones.
Scientists are on the verge of discovering life beyond Earth. Top scientists with NASA made that prediction at a panel discussion Tuesday. NASA scientist Ellen Stofan said they have the technology to find alien life and are well on their way to implementing it.
We're not talking about little green men. We're more talking about little microbes.
Former astronaut John Grunsfeld also took part of the discussion and said scientists are, quote, one generation away from finding signs of life beyond Earth. You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines on our website at usaheadlinenews.com.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently overcast and 46 degrees. Wind chill factor puts it at 42. Humidity is at 54%. Rain is likely today, mainly after 5 p.m., and it is cloudy with a high near 45 expected. Winds are coming from the east around 16 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is at 70%. Tonight, periods of rain or drizzle, mainly before midnight, then periods of drizzle with the low around 36. Chance of precipitation is 80%, with new precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Thursday, periods of possible drizzle, and then a light chance and a chance of rain, mainly after 1 o'clock. It will be cloudy with a high near 44 tomorrow. And tomorrow night, Thursday night, chance of rain or drizzle again, mainly after 9 p.m., with patchy fog after 3 a.m. Friday, a chance of showers, then showers and thunderstorms, likely after 3 p.m., with patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise cloudy. And then Friday night, showers and thunderstorms likely. However, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 64. So it looks like a very nice weekend ahead of us. And it is currently 12:10.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat. And as a counselor, I thought it would be important to talk about April, which is celebrating Counselor Awareness Month. And that doesn't necessarily mean only to be aware of counselors in your life, even though that is a nice thing, and hi, I'm a counselor in your life. But one of the things that I say often is removing the stigma of counseling. Counseling is an extremely important aspect of health. There are currently about 55,000 professional counselors that are members of the American Counseling Association. So that's just members of that association. There are counselors that are not members, but that's quite a bit of counselors throughout our country. Counseling and mental health counseling specifically is considered one of the top 100 best jobs in the country. And being a licensed professional counselor, I can say that I absolutely love being a counselor. I love being a counselor because I am able to provide support and education to people who are struggling in their lives, struggling with all kinds of things, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, attention deficit issues, marriage counseling, self-esteem issues, loss, grief. The list goes on and on. It's really pretty amazing. All of the things that, as a counselor, that I do and that I work with people that are in some type of emotional distress. We have a tendency in our country, which is one of the things that I say I want to remove the stigma. We have a tendency in this country to stigmatize counseling. Well, I'm not crazy. I'm not going to go to, only crazy people go to counseling. Well, the reality is that counseling is not for crazy people. Not that people who are dealing with severe mental issues do not seek out counseling, but for the greatest population, for the population in general, it really is about seeking out some help where you're struggling. So, in the state of New Jersey, as a counselor, I am licensed, therefore the licensed professional counselor. I have to have a minimum of a master's degree from an accredited university. I must have extensive clinical experience under a certified supervisor. I must participate in 40 continuing education units every year. In every 2 years, I need to get 3 hours of cultural issues and 5 hours in law and ethics. I must follow a rigorous code of ethics in my practice. And my license is through the Board of Marriage and Family Therapy Examiners under the Department of Community Affairs. To get that license, I also needed to take a test, which is a national test under the National Board of Certified Counselors. So that makes me a national certified counselor also because of taking this extensive test. So there's a lot of education that goes into being a licensed professional counselor. Well, with that being said, I need to actually take a little commercial break, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about counseling, its importance in our life, and again, working at removing some of the stigma behind it. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about April being Counseling Awareness Month. So counselors, like I said earlier before the commercial break, we have to have a lot of education. As a matter of fact, once you graduate with your master's, you need to get 4,500 hours of supervision before you get licensed. We have to know a little bit about everything. And as a counselor, we focus on learning counseling theories. And so we study how to help people make changes in their life, how to help people make decisions and choices. We study how to help people understand their relationships with themselves and with others. And we help people understand their lives and build self-esteem, gain self-awareness and self-acceptance, which ultimately helps people improve the quality of their lives. And we just had a commercial that said mental illness, and I very rarely use mental illness as a term. Or it's two words, but I rarely use it. I use mental health. I'm a mental health care practitioner. I am a member of the American Counseling Association and the New Jersey Counseling Association and the American Mental Health Counseling Association and the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association. Mental health. Mental illness makes it sound like there's something real. I'm sick. Now, I'm not going to say things like depression and anxiety or schizophrenia or some of these other things are not things that affect our brain. Bipolar and post-traumatic stress disorder. And some of these things really can be treated with medication, and oftentimes illness gets treated with medication. However, medication alone is not usually sufficient. So talk therapy and behavior therapy or group therapy or support groups can be very helpful to gain mental health. So I look at mental illness as an area where I'm stuck versus mental health as the goal. I'm reaching out towards that goal of gaining good mental health. And well, where do we find counselors? We find them all over the place. Counselors work in local, state, national organizations. They're appointed to committees. They work in schools and agencies, nonprofit organizations. They work in private practices, drug and alcohol rehabs and facilities. They work with senior citizens, in all areas of humanity, we have counselors. And the important thing is that, again, I would say counselors are pretty much educated in many, many things. And I've said this before. Counselors have to know a lot about a little thing, about everything. So we need to learn about anxiety and stress and depression and troubled relationships and addiction and recovery, eating disorders, sexual dysfunction, educational problems, gender identity issues, career issues, employment issues, parenting, anger management, LGBT issues, life transition, bereavement and loss, self-esteem and self-confidence, communication, spiritual stress, health and wellness challenges, family and couple issues, crisis management, veteran issues, post-traumatic stress. What's to leave out? When I meet my clients, especially for the first time, I say to them that I look at you, the whole person. That means your belief systems. What do I mean by that? I mean cognitive belief systems such as people who, and I use this example, people who drive should use their blinker. That's a belief system. There's a should in there. So we examine some of these. You know, people shouldn't cut into line. Life should be fair. We look at these belief systems. We look at what's going on with you emotionally. Anger issues, grief and loss, pain, hurt, humiliation, anxiety, fears, phobias. We look at how you're taking care of yourself physically. How are you eating, sleeping, exercising? Are you using mood-altering substances? Tell me about your relationships. Are you getting along with people? Do you have people in your life that support you? What is your primary relationship? Tell me about your relationship with your children, with your parents. What was their relationship like? And then finally, spiritually. Tell me about your spiritual connections. Do you practice a religion? What's its effect on you? If you don't, tell me about how you experience the spirituality of life. So that means I need to know a little bit about all of this. And hopefully a lot of bit about all of this. For myself, just a little personal background. My undergraduate degree is in history, religion. So, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to be when I grew up. So I have a strong background in religious studies, in history studies, anthropology, archaeology, philosophy. These are things that I studied. Now I thought, what am I going to ever do with these things? But I have to tell you, I use them quite a bit as a therapist. And even though my undergraduate degree is not in social work or psychology, my undergraduate degree has been a huge help in my career. Because it gave me a broad knowledge of many things that I can bring to the table. So, removing the stigma for me is about saying, I don't want to use the word mental illness. I want to use the word mental health. That they're really, you know, if I continue to trip over something and I have shame about it, I'm not going to ask for help. And I often say to my clients that I think, you know, coming in to therapy takes a lot of courage. because we, our brains don't want to admit that there's something not quite right in the way they're thinking. That doesn't mean that you're crazy or insane. So if I grow up in a family that has a particular, I'll use my example. I grew up in a family that never used forks, never saw one, don't know anything about them. And here I am an adult, and I'm observing people eating with these things that have these, you know, these pointy ends. I don't even know quite what they're doing, but it's kind of interesting watching them, but I don't know how to use it. Well, as an adult, what I have the right to do is to say, you know what, this thing that I learned as a child isn't working for me as an adult. It's causing distress. So I may need to learn something new. Now, making it pretty simple. But a lot of times, therapy is looking at the emotional wounds from our past, the belief systems that we have, and learning new coping skills. Letting go of the beliefs that don't work for us. Creating new habits. Finding that the new habits are creating a healthier lifestyle, healthier relationships. And that's really the goal. And I'm going to say, for me as a mental health care provider, again, there it is, mental health. It's about creating healthy emotions, or at least healthy coping skills around our emotions. It's about creating healthy belief systems that work for us. Because quite often, the belief systems create chaos in some way. Just started an anger management group. Last night was the first group in a series of 12, and I'm really excited about that. And I am co-facilitating that with Meena Singh from In All Foundation, and I'm really excited about it. And one of the main proponents of this is looking at our belief systems and where we got them from and how to change them and how to get support in changing them. And that is a great deal of what counseling is about. Learning new ways of coping and dealing with life. So often we say, how do I end up in this mess? I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I may not even recognize that my belief systems or the choices that I'm making are leading me to this point. And so know that there is help for you. And the reality is we need to remove the stigma, the shame around it. That's why I don't like saying mental illness. Mental health. That sounds much more. Don't we all want good mental health? So on that note, I'm going to take a commercial break and news break, actually, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A police officer has been taken into custody in North Charleston, South Carolina for fatally shooting a black man after a traffic stop. Chief Eddie Driggers says Michael Thomas Slager will be jailed soon.
He will certainly be incarcerated very shortly.
Walter Scott Sr., father of the man shot, told NBC's Today Show the officer looked like he was trying to kill a deer running through the woods, and he is glad someone used a cell phone to record the incident.
It would have never come to life They would have swept it under the rug like they've done many others.
He says his son, Walter Scott Jr., may have tried to run because he owed child support.
No more!
Local members of the group Black Lives Matter are demonstrating this morning. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says al-Qaeda is on the rise again in Yemen.
You see them making great gains on the ground.
In addition to al-Qaeda, the Saudis are backing the Yemeni government, and Iran is reportedly funding the Houthi Shiite rebels. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, starting tomorrow through April 19th at Guitar Center, over 50,000 guitars will be marked down under $100. In-store and online, choose from a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars. Get incredible savings from brands like Fender, Squire, Epiphone, Ibanez, ESP, Washburn, Schecter, and more. Over 50,000 guitars under $100. With the greatest selection and our low price guarantee, any player can find the guitar of their dreams. Hurry, it absolutely ends April 19th. Don't miss your chance to save at Guitar Center.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A little announcement here on this spring, the Mendham Sisters of the Mendham, I'm sorry, I've got a little thing here. On April 27th from the St. John Baptist Convent are hosting the None Better Golf Outing, again, April 27th at the Morristown Springbrook Country Club. It is a fundraiser for their historic convent, which is in Mendham, New Jersey. And so if anyone is interested in participating, they will have auction items, and any donations are tax deductible. For more information, please contact Sister Pamela at 973-543-4641 at extension 9, and she would love to give you more information. Again, it's the None Better Golf Tournament on April 27th at Morristown Springbrook Country Club, supporting the St. John Baptist Sisters. And again, Sister Pamela at 973-543-4641, extension 9.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, and I'm talking about April being National Counseling Awareness Month. And this is something that we have been celebrating for over 50 years. 50 years of excellence in counseling. And It really is about educating the public about the role of counselors and helping individuals to live healthier, happier, and more productive lives, which is, you know, I've been saying that, and I say that probably just about every week. And so counseling, it's a collaborative effort between the counselor and the client. So it's not about the counselor dictating. And counselors don't analyze. We're not analysts. We're not psychologists. We are not psychiatrists. It's a collaborative effort. And what I do is I help my client identify some of their goals, their potential solutions to problems, which are causing emotional turmoil. Seek to improve communication and coping skills, strengthen self-esteem, and promote behavioral changes towards optimal mental health. And why is counseling so important? Well, it's beneficial in many instances. And it can take on many forms around the world for individuals. It can help when we have life-changing decisions to make. It can help when we need to put things in perspective. It helps when a person needs to improve or develop some type of life skill. In addition to mental health counseling, there's pastoral or spiritual counseling, marriage counseling, job and business counseling, education counseling, genetic counseling. So, I know people who do music theory, music therapy, art therapy, movement therapy. All of these things are towards gaining good mental health so that you have a life that can be more enjoyable, that you can appreciate. Counseling helps you become the person that you want to be. Or even more, it helps you become the person that you are. The real you, the genuine you. So that quite often we find that, or I find that people come in and they're saying, well, I have to put my real me sort of aside because I'm busy people pleasing others. I'm being what they want me to be. I can't be who I really am. I'm afraid who I really am is unacceptable. I can't even accept who I really am. I don't like myself. As a matter of fact, I hate myself. I'm filled with flaws and mistakes that I can't forgive myself for. I had a crummy childhood and it's affected my whole life to the point where I'm miserable all the time. I'm in a lousy marriage. I've been cheated on. I've been wounded. I can't trust. I'm always looking over my shoulder. I'm afraid to get on an airplane. I drink too much. I'm always arguing with my girlfriend or my boyfriend or my spouse or my dot, dot, dot. I'm afraid of spiders. I hate my job. I'm too fat. I can't stop gambling. I'm addicted to shopping. I'm so stressed out, I can't sleep. I'm so stressed out, I'm eating too much. I'm so stressed out, I'm not eating. I wake up every night at 4 o'clock and 4 o'clock. I wake up every morning, I'm sorry, at 4 o'clock and I find that I cry and I cry and I can't stop crying. Or I'm angry at everybody, I'm angry at the world. How many of us live in this situation? Angry, anxious, depressed, lonely, alone, feeling unloved, consumed with self-hatred. and life definitely is not enjoyable. However, I don't really want to seek out counseling because I'm not crazy. And for you men out there, men really, 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 you struggle so much. I'm not going to counseling. I don't need any help. We all need help. At some point in our lives, we all need help. And it takes actually more strength, more guts, and more courage to say, you know what? I need help. I'm drowning here. I need help. I'm not happy. We have four basic feelings, and I say this periodically: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. Well, out of the four feelings, three of them are uncomfortable. I don't say good and bad. I don't like to say of good feelings and bad. All feelings are useful. They're pleasant and unpleasant. So I've got sad, afraid, and mad, unpleasant feelings. Only glad is a pleasant feeling. And so the goal is, I want to be glad most of the time. Now, I could deny the other feelings, push them under the rug and not deal with them, but I'm always tripping over them. They're always getting in the way because I'm not dealing with them. I don't have good coping skills for them. I sure don't want to look at them. I don't want to admit to anybody that I'm afraid. I don't want to admit to anybody that I'm sad. I might be all right telling people I'm angry. And I think if I can keep running away from these feelings, I'll always just be glad. I'll be happy. But all our feelings are so useful. They are our road signs to the goal. And the goal is being happy with self, happy with our lives, gaining a deep enjoyment in our relationships. But if I'm in a relationship where I'm always angry, I'm always sad, I'm always afraid, well, those are my guideposts. I'm trying to change the other person. Maybe the thing is I need to look at myself and figure out what is it that I'm doing. And there's where that mental health comes in. I need to look at myself, gain that self-awareness, so that I can have a greater sense of peace. So I need to take another little commercial break. And it's very important to listen to our sponsors. And I will be back. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of
the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show. I am a licensed professional counselor, and this is April is National Counseling Awareness Month. So, and one of the things that I have been saying for a while is I'd like to help us remove the stigma around mental health. We might know that we are in distress when we have changes in the way we feel, such as mood swings, sadness or anxiety that won't go away, feelings of anger and stress, feeling life is not worth living. There may be changes in the way we think, such as maybe we're seeing or hearing things that others do not. Maybe we're afraid of things that are not harmful, or thinking of suicide. Maybe we're having trouble organizing our thoughts or speech, and we may even believe things that are real that others might consider fantasy. And there may be changes in a way we act, such as dramatic changes in sleeping or eating, abusing alcohol or drugs, getting into gambling or pornography, having a hard time coping with daily life, having trouble in school, trouble at work, calling out sick, skipping school, and avoiding family and friends. These are all some signs and symptoms that you might be struggling. Seeking out a counselor can be very, very useful. I myself have spent years in therapy. And therapy worked for me. Now, turning our brain around to think from negative dark thoughts to brighter positive thoughts can be like turning a ship around. It's not always easy. But the good news is the more we practice going from negative thoughts that we've been practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing to positive thoughts, and start practicing those, we actually start building new pathways in our brain. We can actually create molecular changes and chemical changes in our brain when we practice something positive, and when we learn new coping skills and we put them into practice. We can go from feeling hopeless to hopeful. We can go from feeling as if there is no opportunity out there to everything is an opportunity for change. With therapy, we can end up feeling better about ourselves. We can feel more at peace, gain a greater sense of comfort in our own skin. You know, sometimes people, I have clients, and I myself, at one point in my life, I couldn't stand being in my own skin. Have a greater sense of security about being in the world, rather than walking with your eyes downcast and saying, I can never get up in front of people. My gosh. The fact that I am on this radio show, if you all knew me 25 years ago, this is a miracle. The thing is that counseling does work. And you can feel more at peace and more comfortable with yourself. You can gain a greater sense of security and feel more successful and be more successful and live more joyfully in your life. You find that you can connect with others in a way that you never thought possible. So that your sense of ability to be intimate can increase. Here's the thing that's very interesting. It's not so much that I can trust that you're not going to hurt me. It's that I can trust that I can take care of myself. That's really part of the key. I know myself, myself and my self-awareness to the point where I know this isn't so good for me. Let me make a change, or this way of behaving, or this thought, or this relationship, or I know that this doesn't work for me. And I also know that I can't change you. So it may mean that sometimes I have to actually end a relationship or find a new job or move to a new location. It helps reduce stress when we begin to recognize that we can be proactive in our life. And it actually produces physical health. I'm more energized when I am less stressed. I feel like I can accomplish more. I can do more. I can take care of myself. Working with a counselor can help you identify some of your problems. And a counselor, hopefully, is compassionate. Helps you identify your goals. And can be supportive. And directive. To get you to where you would like to be. With counseling, you can learn new behaviors and new responses that can help you reach and achieve your goals. Learning those new techniques, they're fabulous. A lot of times people say, oh, I never thought of it that way. Or, I never realized I did that. I never knew that thinking in that way had that kind of consequence. Or, wow, is that what that feeling is telling me? And let me learn new ways of responding to that feeling. I may actually grow in empathy and have better understanding with people in my life. As a counselor, my job is to provide and create a safe atmosphere so that you can share anything that you want to share. That's part of the foundation, actually, of confidentiality. I say to my clients, no political correctness in my office, and I know several weeks ago I did a program on political correctness. If I had a prejudice, but it's politically incorrect to talk about prejudice, I don't come into the counseling office thinking that it's okay to talk about it. But it's hurting me. It's affecting me. I happen to be working for a company that's filled with green people, and I can't stand green people. And I'm so uncomfortable. So, you know, we got to talk about it. We need to talk about it. I remember, and I've said this probably also, taking a course on incest. And it's not, incest is not taboo. It's talking about it. We don't want to talk about our fears. We don't want to talk about our anger. We don't want to talk about our disappointment. Oh my gosh, parenting. I don't want my children to be disappointed. Well, then how in the world do you think they're going to learn how to be disappointed when they're adults? Now, do we want to go out of our way to disappoint our children? No, that's a little sadistic. But the reality is, children get disappointed. No, I'm sorry you can't go over Johnny's house for tonight. No, I'm sorry you're not going to get that particular toy. Yeah, well, you know, I know you're disappointed or you're angry, and that's okay. And I love you anyway. And so, talking with a counselor, someone who can be compassionate, who can be there for your concerns and your troubles in a private, safe way, so that you can work towards a greater sense of self-fulfillment, self-mastery, healthy relationships, healthy spiritual connection, healthy body, healthy mind. If you have shame around going to counseling, you might want to consider talking about that in counseling. There's no such thing as a perfect human being. We all make mistakes. We've all made bad choices. We've all had poor relationships. We've all been confused, distressed, depressed. I don't believe that life is supposed to be easy. We're under a fallacy that life should be easy. Life shouldn't be this hard. Well, sometimes life is hard. And we don't have to go it alone. We can reach out for help. So if anyone is interested in what I do, you just kind of got a little bit more of an indication of what I do. You can also follow me on the web or go look at me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net or altarolecounselor.com. That's Altarole, two L's, counselor, O-R. You can call me at 908-581-2277 if you're interested in making an appointment. You can view me on Facebook. My Facebook page is, hold on there a second. It is Altamura Role Counselor. And I'm not sure why I'm having just a few little issues here. Come on. Here we go. Ruth Altamura Role, MA, NCC, LPC. There's also New Jersey Mental Health Counselors Facebook page. So you can go and find out what counselors do. So the New Jersey Mental Health Counselors Association Facebook page. Or you could look up New Jersey Mental Health Counseling or New Jersey Counseling Association. Find out what we do. So I hope this was useful, with April being Counselor Awareness Month. And I hope you gained a little bit more awareness and I helped remove some of the stigma. Please, by all means, we don't have to suffer. We don't have to. And reach out for help. You go to the phone book. You can Google, find a counselor, and see what you can find. So I hope this has been useful, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Role, licensed professional counselor, and I'd like to help us remove the stigma around mental health.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America.